This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1786. What's your state of mind?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. In English, we use the word state in a lot of idioms and expressions. Today, find out how to use this word like a native English speaker.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey there, Michelle. How's everything in New York today? Is it a sunny day or what's the weather like today?
I haven't been outside yet today, but it looks like in between sunny and not
okay.
Sunny.
Like partly sunny, partly cloudy.
Partly sunny, partly cloudy. Exactly. How about you? How's it in Denver?
Oh, it's usually sunny here in Denver, but it does get really cold sometimes. Yeah. But it's a nice day today. I'm feeling good. Ready for a great podcast episode for our listeners.
Awesome. Love it. So, all right. We are going back in time a little bit to episode 1752. So that was how to have a two-sided conversation about travel in English. And this was inspired by a listener question from Zainab Ali. Mm-hmm. Who was asking about the word Wyoming in a sentence. And we took that and we said we're going to do two episodes about it. So one we did, so that was 1752. So go ahead and listen to that one. And that was really about travel, talking about, you know, states you've visited. And that was a lot of fun. And now we also thought it would be a good idea to do another one. So thank you to this listener for this great question on idioms that deal with the word state.
Yes, I love it. And there's a lot that comes up immediately. Some things come to mind. Absolutely. I'm excited to get into this. Do we need to read the question again? The listener question? No.
Or I mean, yes. The question was, I want to know how to use the word Wyoming in a sentence along with its meaning.
Okay, right. So exactly. So we're going to go into states, right? The word use of the word state in idioms or expressions. Guys, before we go into this today, go and take your fluency quiz, right? Find out if your fluency score is 50%, 65%, or 80% fluent. Where can our listeners go to get that, Michelle?
Okay, go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
All right. All right. So let's get into it, Michelle.
All right. Let's do it. So when we use state as in an idiom, I mean, are we talking always about a piece of land?
No. I mean, sometimes we're talking about it's like the idea of stasis, right? Like I'm struggling to find another word for state, Michelle. a way of being, like a moment, like a way of the mind, a set, a mindset.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Situation, mm-hmm. Like emotional, right? Some sort of, mm-hmm. A place, like let's give some, okay. we'll give some examples. But what are some, let's do the first one and we'll talk about it.
Okay, this first one is state of mind. So, so common, so accessible for you guys, for our listeners to use this. You know, talking about how you're feeling, your attitude, your emotions. And then, of course, there's the famous Billy Joel song, which some of my friends who live in New York have quoted this song. I think they were just like really in love with living in New York. And they talk about this song sometimes.
Yeah, that's New York State of Mind. And that's a very famous one.
Billy Joel's awesome. I love Billy Joel.
Billy Joel is one of my favorites of all time. I saw him in the Garden.
Really? Oh, that's so cool. I'm jealous.
Guys, that's a pro New York tip. So the Garden, what do I mean by the Garden? Did I see him in like a little garden playing?
It's the stadium in near Penn Station, right? What is it? The
Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square Garden. Yeah, big place.
So this is at Penn Station and it's just very famous place and like it's always like a big deal for artists to play there. So for short, you know that you're with a New Yorker if they call it the Garden.
The Garden. I love that. Oh, that's so good. So good. We could do that's another great episode idea, Michelle. How you know who you're with based on when people say the this or the that. Like I know people in Long Island say the city, right? When they talk about New York City. And all these other things, like there is definitely something there. That's an episode idea for sure.
Ah, that is a good one. Very good. So yeah, state of mind. I mean, but if it's not the Billy Joel song, you might say, I'm not in a good state of mind to talk about this right now. Although there's also frame of mind, but I think that this is used. I mean, I think they're both used, right?
Yeah, frame of mind sounds a little more structured, I guess, or a little less accessible. I think state of mind feels more natural, more casual.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So here we go. Let's see how it would sound.
Okay. So hey, are you ready to prep for the meeting?
Can we do it tomorrow? I'm not really in the right state of mind now.
Yeah. So maybe you just like had some big event, something happened, or you're just not having a great day, right? So you're not really, or you've had a really good day and you can't bring your energy down into focus. Right.
Or you might, and here you could use frame of mind as well. I'm not really, I think they're pretty interchangeable here.
I agree.
You would use,
For sure. I just think I use it less, frame of mind, than state of mind. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. So what's the next one?
Well, if you're in a particular state, it means that you're, I guess, upset in some way. Right.
So, sometimes I hear like if somebody says like I'm in such a state.
Such a state when or that. Right. This is advanced grammar here in such the use of such.
Yeah. So like I was in such a state when she called that I forgot to tell her the good news. So maybe you were upset or anxious or it just sound like when I hear that, I think like. You know, like just like anxiously, like walking around the room or like, like when I, that's just what I personally think of.
I love it. So this use of such that, right? I was in such a blank that something happened, right? That's a construction that we want you guys to start using. It's definitely high level.
Right. Exactly. I love it.
little role play.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A little role play. Here we go.
All right.
So what did you tell her when she surprised you?
I don't even remember. I was in such a state that I wasn't thinking clearly. Yeah. So good. Yeah. Such that. So guys, come back. Write that down. Maybe we'll come back to that another day. Okay. State of affairs is our third one for today. How things are in this very moment, right? State of affairs with the economy, politics, the workplace. Right.
State of affairs. So the state of affairs in the workplace is not what we had hoped it would be by this point.
So maybe you made some changes and you were hoping that things would get better and they didn't materialize, right?
Right. So this one, I think that you'll hear a lot, like on the news, just like a lot of different things where you'll hear the state of affairs.
Yeah. Or, you know, some, just to take this state idea, you know, state of democracy in the US, right? Mm-hmm. That kind of plays into this idea. I've seen an entire series on, like, you know, eroding of American democracy. What is the state of democracy? What condition is it in right now?
Right. The condition. The condition. Right.
Yes.
Yes. That's a good word. Another word to use for that.
The condition of something. So real quick, let's do a little role play for our listeners. So.
All right.
All right. Well, Michelle, how are things going at the office these days?
Oh, Lindsay, it's a sad state of affairs. I think the place may shut down.
Oh, man. So what could be happening there? Maybe there's too many office politics, or just the business.
I don't know. The money isn't. Yeah. Business isn't good. Right. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times people, like, you don't really hear like happy state of affairs, but like to say something, it's like a sad state of affairs. That's pretty common, yeah. I think.
Yeah. And the word sorry, it's interesting that you said sorry too. Sorry is less common, but it is very useful when you are trying to describe something too that's not so good, right? A sorry state of affairs. Very interesting.
Right, kind
of.
Right. Exactly. So we have one more.
Okay.
And this is state of the art.
Yeah.
This is a little bit different.
So for example, our new app is state of the art. I love this.
That's right.
Reminds me of like the days of, I don't know, Back to the Future or something. It seems like something that the doc would have described the machine, the Back to the Future machine. State of the art.
Right. State of the art. Exactly. So it's just like modern, like new, usually, often or mostly used to talk about technology.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's show how this would be used.
All right, here we go.
Check it out.
Whoa, I've heard about that camera. It uses state-of-the-art technology to make photos as sharp as possible. And that's true nowadays, right? About camera phones, they're amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's so funny to, like, I mean, because it's really not that long ago that I was using like a separate camera from my phone.
Or, you know, the disposable cameras in the 90s.
Oh, my gosh.
Good stuff. Yeah, I mean, now you can almost get the same. I mean, I guess a photographer would disagree. But for your average person, you could pretty much get just as good quality with an iPhone or Android as you can with like a Rebel or something, like a Canon, a fancy camera with a big lens, right?
Right. Yeah, it is crazy how good these cameras are. And
yes.
It's funny because, you know, you think your phone camera is good, but then do you ever have that moment mm-hmm. where then you get a new phone and then you're like,
oh,
whoa,
yeah.
Like I was not living before today.
Right, and everything's different. The lighting is better. Or when someone else takes the photos. Like, I remember right. at our Urban Immersion Adventure in Boston, mm-hmm. Massimo's camera phone was really, really good. He was taking the photos, and I was like, oh my gosh, my camera phone is awful compared to his. It was amazing. But we had great photos from that event.
That's funny. Yeah, that's awesome. Shout out to Massimo.
Yeah, shout out. All right. So, Michelle, what's our takeaway for our listeners?
Okay, well, thank you again to our listener for that question about Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, you never know when your question will be used for one episode, two episodes, all the episodes.
Yeah, that's really why our listeners need to hit follow. You know, guys, hit follow on the show. You know, we don't immediately answer every question, but eventually we get around to the good ones. So if you send a good question, you can be sure eventually we will answer it.
Absolutely. So now I'm glad that we did this episode. I'm in a great state of mind.
Yes.
And
a New York state of mind.
I'm in a New York state of mind and I can continue on my day.
Sounds great, Michelle. I will talk to you very soon. You have a good one.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.